Moving into the automation communities, the conversation is clearly splitting between technical building and business reality. A lot of discussion surfaced regarding the difficulties of monetizing these systems, with several users expressing frustration about the gap between having a cool workflow built and actually closing deals. The consensus advice is that general save-time USPs are insufficient. Success requires a deeper understanding of specific customer pain points. In related threads, advanced automation was celebrated for its subtlety. Users highlighted sophisticated internal tools, like AI systems designed not just to execute a task, but to maintain project context and automatically log decisions at the end of a work session. This memory function is framed as a quiet time saver that dramatically reduces friction over months-long projects. On the development side, readers found practical advice for deploying LLM-generated sites built with tools like Claude. The consensus technical recommendation involves using platforms like Vercel or Netlify to handle domain transfers and hosting efficiently. For building complex agents, the discussion centered on the necessity of separating constraints from general prompts and managing tool failures reliably. Now shifting gears to the big model discussions, the political climate is heavily influencing user sentiment in Anthropic and related forums. There was intense discussion around export controls and the banning of models like Fable and Mythos. Many users analyzed these incidents through a legal lens, questioning if the bans were truly about safety or more about geopolitical control over advanced AI capabilities. The performance chatter remains high. While some praising Anthropic's Opus model were noted, there is also persistent skepticism across communities regarding the true reliability of huge claims, such as 1 million token context windows. Users are pointing out that while these limits may be achievable in specialized API settings, practical usage might often default to retrieval augmented generation or RAG instead, limiting actual deep comprehension over massive documents. Finally, on a more creative front, AI image communities showcased some interesting niche prompting techniques. A highly successful and trendy prompt involves instructing the model to generate images that look exactly like accidental smartphone snapshots. Think slight motion blur, awkward angles, and messy lighting, giving it a very specific, low-quality caught-in-the-moment aesthetic.